Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask on this special celebration of the presentation that we are open to all that you have done to lead us to the fullness of salvation. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is February 2nd. It's actually got several names to it. First of all, the secular name is it's Groundhog Day. We all know that. I think in a few hours, if you're listening to this on WEZE, in a few hours, you'll learn what is the announcement or what is the decision or prediction or however you want to call it by Punxsutawney Phil. So anyway, today's Groundhog Day. But in the church, it is two things. It is Candlemas Day, and it's also the presentation. So this is a day where candles are often blessed that are used for the rest of the year. And your church parish may be doing that. You may be doing it over the weekend. The other side of today is it is the presentation. Now, this means that this is the recognition from the second chapter of Luke that Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the temple to be circumcised. And this is that special day on the eighth day that they did this. And there was that powerful prediction by both Anna, the prophetess, and Simeon. And so it's a powerful moment in the church. One of the things we may want to look at is why did Jesus have to be brought to the temple? And of course, that was the rule. He is the firstborn, and all male children had to be circumcised, and here he was the firstborn as well. And the firstborn had a special status in the Jewish world as part of the covenant. And so he is all of that. But there's something else that we need to look at. You know, one of the things that someone once described the concept of God coming to the earth is falling from the sky. And of course, we don't see that in the terms of Jesus. That clearly didn't happen. But there was a question. Why didn't it happen? Why didn't Jesus just appear mysteriously on what would be his 30th year, if we were to take along his chronological years, and suddenly he started preaching and then he died on the cross? Why did he have to become a child? Why did he have to go through the circumcision? Why did he have to do all these things? Why was this so important? And the answer is actually fairly interesting and simple. Jesus had to live the law perfectly. One of my favorite teachings comes from St. Maximus the Confessor, who lived in the 7th century A.D., obviously. And he taught that Jesus had to live the law perfectly. And what he described, I think I've talked to you about it before, is the crucifixion was actually literally the last temptation. This was the devil throwing everything at Jesus to get him to not love for so much as a millisecond, which obviously is a word that St. Maximus the Confessor did not use. So he had to love perfectly, and because he had to fulfill the law perfectly, and he couldn't have fulfilled the law if he fell from the sky. So he had to live the human life from beginning to end in order for us to be saved. And if he didn't do that, we couldn't be saved. So this is why this is all a part of it. This is why this is so important. And as the church teaches, at this moment, he is officially named Jesus. And this is so important, too, because he is officially named Jesus, so therefore he is officially named what was the predicted name of Emmanuel, which is the same thing, God with us. And one of the important things we have to understand is that is exactly what happened. From that moment on, we have God with us. Now, in a sense, God was always with the Jewish people, and clearly, physically, in a sense, not to the same way he is with us in the church today, but He was always with the Jewish people through the Ark of the Covenant. Remember, that was the presence of God, too. And that's why the Ark is so important in all our understanding, the Ark of the Covenant. One of the things that we have here at St. Anthony is that the Brazilians have a kind of a, I don't know if you call the word, it doesn't sound right if I use this word, mock-up of the Ark, but they use it to place prayer intentions. They only use it certain parts of the year and always within the context of a procession. But if you ever come here to St. Anthony and say, Father, can you show us where this Brazilian Ark is? I'd be more than happy to. And it's in storage right now, but during certain parts of the year, they bring it out, especially during something they call the Cerco de Jericó, which is one of my favorite devotions they do. And they use the Ark and go in a circle around the exposition of the Eucharist. Or they also do it, go in a circle around the church. And it's a symbol of the same circle of Jericho that Joshua did, in a way to bring down all those walls in our lives that separate us from Christ. But all of that, that Ark was a presence of Christ. Well, now we have this a presence of God. Now we have a whole different understanding in Jesus himself. And this begins, obviously, with his birth. It actually begins with the Annunciation. But here we have another manifestation of it in what we can realize is the Presentation. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. You can connect to all our podcast platforms that we are available on. Check all that stuff out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about this powerful reality, why Jesus had to go through the Presentation. And the whole story about this is all rooted in the fact that Jesus had to live the law perfectly. So we see this powerful prediction that is made by Simeon in this passage, and we also see the prediction that's made to Mary, that her heart too will be pierced by a sword. Well, what is the sword that her heart was pierced by? The sword of sorrow, because obviously as the mother, she had to watch her son suffer so much on the cross, but also there were all these ways that there were attempts to silence and prevent Jesus from becoming who he was called to be, because if he were to disobey the law, to not follow the law for just as much as a millisecond, then we would be lost. So this was so essential. Now, one of the things that comes out of this is the teaching of Gregory of Nazianzen. And he was the one who, at the Council of Nicaea, solved the question of whether or not Jesus was fully human, fully divine, fully human, partially divine, partially human, partially divine, the whole bit, all those questions. And he was the one who made the realization, made the teaching that Jesus is fully human and fully divine. The reason why he said this was so important is what if he was not fully human, we could not be saved, because what was saved on the cross was the fullness of humanity. And if there wasn't the fullness of humanity there, then we would not be completely saved. And that was one of the teachings of Gregory of Nazianzen. So as I told you earlier about St. Maximus the Confessor said that Jesus had to fulfill the law perfectly. And he had to fulfill the law as a human being, fully human, fully divine, but fully human, as a human being from conception to his death on the cross. And then once he died on the cross, he had completed, it is finished, were those last words. He had completed every part of his mission. And at that point, we were saved. But understand that whole reality of that mission was that he had to live the law perfectly. So that's why the presentation is all part of this and why that's an important thing. And that's why we don't have two things, Jesus falling from the sky when he's 30 years old, because he had to live as a human being completely through. And two, why he had to live perfectly as a Jewish man under the law right up until his death, because of the fact all of that was a part of him living the law. So this is a powerful reality. And the church also teaches that it's at this moment when Joseph gives the name that he will have, which is Jesus, that Joseph becomes his official father through the ritual there. So, I mean, obviously we understand him as the father, but it's at that point that it was determined, through the celestial realities that he became his father. So it's a powerful celebration we recognize today. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day and we'll see you then. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.